Hi, this is MD, and you're listening to Relate with MD Chow. I truly believe that we get many opportunities every day to build and strengthen our relationships. You know, couples who work together to solve problems actually grow closer together. And the opportunities that I'm talking about come in the form of a negative circumstance that we may face or a difficult situation that may come up in a given day. And we squander those opportunities by just complaining as opposed to using them to have a constructive and relationship-building conversation with our partner. When you are facing something negative, you should by all means talk about it. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. But what you should do is, if you're going to talk about a negative circumstance or a difficult situation, you should talk about it with the aim of overcoming it or finding a solution. Otherwise, all you're doing is complaining, and complaining, all it does is create tension. And oftentimes it will alienate whoever that you're talking to. It could become an irritant, an annoyance. But if you talk about it with the intent of finding a solution, of finding an answer, and working that through with your partner, the person that you're talking to, that negative circumstance could really turn into a beautiful relationship-building moment for you and your partner. First, you want to open up. By opening up and by sharing, that actually builds the bond of your relationship. It will make your partner feel like you trust them. And not only that, but it will also let them know more about you and your perspective. Your approach is everything. So instead of just rattling off and emoting in a way that is scattered, in a way that is negative, what you want to do is you want to approach it like this. Hey, something came up that I was wondering if I can get your perspective on, your advice on. And then you share what happened. And then you listen and you have a constructive conversation. Let's flip that for just a moment. I think we all know how good it feels when someone comes up to us and go, hey, you know, I just wonder what you think about this, if I could get your opinion about this. Because when that person values our opinion, it makes us feel good, right? And oftentimes, the conversation that results from that is very positive and very relationship building. So the next time that you face a difficult situation or a negative circumstance, use it as an opportunity to strengthen your relationship. Don't complain. Have constructive conversations. This is how you take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be a dripping faucet. On the same token, you don't want to shut down and bottle everything in neither. Get your partner's feedback, get your partner's advice, and you'll find that you'll feel better and your relationship with your partner will become stronger. And if you're feeling irritated, say so. If you're feeling bothered, say so. But always talk with the aim of finding an answer and really give your partner a chance to help you, to support you by being open, by wanting their feedback, wanting their advice. That's how you can use all the opportunities that may come up in a given day to make your relationship stronger. Don't miss those opportunities today. Stay tuned for some last minute thoughts. Thanks so much for listening. You know, I really started this podcast with a goal of just helping someone avoid the mistakes that I've made, to save someone from not having to go through what I went through, and maybe help a couple avoid some of the pitfalls that are often not discussed in your churches or in your premarital counseling or from your parents or from your uncles or your grandmas or whoever it is. So I hope that this podcast helps you, and I hope to be able to build this up to a point where I could do events that could bring people together and really help people and really improve the state of relationships in the times that we live in. So I hope you will share this podcast if you are on Anchor, or if you're listening on Apple, iTunes, or Google Play, that you would subscribe, and also share the podcast with others. Definitely share it with your partner so that you both can be on the same page and come to the same truth, which is critically important, because it means you're heading in the same direction and are on the same page and are in agreement. If you're on Anchor, be sure to do a call in. Let me know what you're thinking. If there's a topic you want me to cover, I would love to cover it. Remember to follow me also on Instagram and Twitter at RelateWithMD. And as always, I'll see you next Wednesday. By then, we'll have a brand new podcast for you. Thanks again for listening.